am not a woman born with many natural gifts, but I have a superpower, and my superpower is that I ooze mommy-ness. So mommy-ness, it's not mothering, it's not good mothering, it's just a sensory experience of being mother, the promise of being mother, if you will. So I was just made this way. So I have paddings everywhere that should be. The anatomy of my vocal cord means that I have a soft voice, perfectly pitched to comfort small babies and put students to sleep.
Soft voice.
Yes. Okay. And because of a genetic variant that I inherited, bacteria don't like to grow in my sweats. So people like me typically do not use deodorant. So instead of smelling like Chanel No. 5 or lavender, I smell like a woman who worries about everything, like a mommy. So, and even before I have actual children, other people's kids gravitate towards me. They will cling to me so tightly that their actual parents had to remove them one limb at a time to take them home. Then when I have my own children, it was just a love fest. So they love to rub their little face against any bare skin they can find. They twirl my hair between their fingers while listening to stories. And their friends like to congregate at our house as well. So they love my cooking. They rest their head on my shoulder when I help them with group projects. And when they got older, they all jump and curl up in my bed to watch Pride and Prejudice with me. So, and they tell me I'm their second mommy, or they joke about being adopted by us. So even young people working in my lab call me mommy by mistakes more than once. So while I love my mommy-ness, and the whole experience was very different than my own mother's experience. So she grew up in Taiwan during the time where sons were way overvalued than daughters. So even though she has three younger sisters, two little boys, her baby brothers died very early on, mysteriously. And my grandmother became so depressed, ill, and passed away when my mother was only 12. And my grandmother was not a woman of many words. She was not known to be physically affectionate. And in fact, the only conversation my mom remembered with her was that shortly before she died, she asked my mom, a top student in her class who loved to learn, to stop going to school so she can take care of her younger sisters and her grandparents. And she held on to that conversation, replaying her head all the time. And when she was just 19, she married my father into a family, not just with very different traditions, a family that used to have money, but no more, used to have lots of servants, no more, and that particular rituals and emotional baggage. So my mother, as the new daughter-in-law, worked all day. She sewed, she cleaned, she cooked, she took care of us, but she never played with us. She never went to a single doctor's appointment, talked to our teacher, made any decisions about our upbringing. And no one had a single memory of her actually enjoying having small children and having fun with us. And even to me, she always looked sad, tired, and out of place. So when we moved from Taiwan to United States, everything was so foreign to her, and so many things went wrong really quickly. She was rather overwhelmed, and no one expected her to figure out how to parent us, let alone any more than we expect her to figure out how to file income tax return. So she never asked how I was adjusting to this new country. She was perplexed when other people her age were worrying about paying college tuition. And years after I started graduate school, She was embarrassed that she didn't know the name of the school I go to. So I repeat on the phone, Johns Hopkins, Yuehan Sihuo Pujingsi, over and over again until she can repeat it to her friends. Then I marry an Italian boy and move to Italy. which, to my mother, it's equal distance as the space station. So, in all 7 years, she never asked to come visit us. She wasn't curious about the life I had there. She never even came when I was badly injured in a car accident or when I became a mom myself. So eventually, my husband and I moved back to Baltimore, got everything settled, and then my husband and I decided to move my mom to Baltimore. She had a medical condition that really compromised her quality of life, and I have a friend who is a world-renowned specialist of that disease. So I wanted to see if I could take better care of her medical condition. I want to, and I hope that she will enjoy my children the way she never got to enjoy her own children. So now, Popo, the Chinese, so you're learning different words for mom. Popo is Chinese for maternal grandmother. Popo lives a few minutes from us. And after a lifetime of putting other people's needs before hers, now when Popo say jump, we say how high. So she's a part of an international community my husband and I created, and she have a really loving place among us. And she loved to tell people that her driver, her translator, her electrician all have PhDs from Hopkins. And then before she despised going to doctors, where because of the language barrier, she would be either frustrated or, you know, just humiliated. Now that her doctors and my friends and colleagues, she gets all dolled up, anticipating their compliments. So when her doctors come out to the waiting room to greet her and personally escort her to be examined, she nods and smiles and waves at the last fortunate regular patients. So, and in all this time, I learned something about my mom, which is that her love language is definitely act of duty. She loved to have people fuss over her. The more unnecessary, the better. So, but she also been socially conditioned to never tell you what she wants and never inconvenience anyone. So every week we had this conversation. When I said, can I have a grocery list? Oh no, just buy whatever you're gonna get for your family and get a little more for me. When you give me a lot, I eat more. When you gave me little, I eat less. So this not only makes me just crazy, I overstock her pantry and freezer, and my children are raised to do this. So we bake cookies from scratch. When it's still fresh out of the oven, we take it to Popo's house on foot on a cold rainy night. So if you think that's ridiculous, you are completely right. But you haven't seen my mom light up like a Christmas tree. So, and she also learned something about herself, which is that being hugged feels so wonderful. And she has been deprived of this magical thing all her life, and then she's not gonna take it anymore. So she's has broke her own protocol and asked everyone to hug her. So, and kissing is still controversial and not sanitary. So when she kisses you, she takes a deep breath and she taking a little bit of your scent and maybe some dead skin cells for keepsake. So when we have friends visiting, there's often a line of people waiting to hug her. And then as she hugged each one, she would say, thank you. 你是我的宝贝, you are so precious to me. So while my mom is getting all the hugs in the world that she can get her hands on, I got something as well. So now I have memories of my mom at soccer games and school plays, supervising a dumpling making party, and she played games with us. So whenever she makes an unexpectedly evil move, we all cheer, and then her beautiful face lit up with total delight for herself and for us. So these days, my 24-year-old daughter had successfully weaned herself on mommy-ness. So she lives in another state, and but she comes home often and brings new friends who joke about being adopted by us. And my son, 18, has declared that mommy-ness is way overrated, and as he gets ready to go to college. But sometimes I found him wrapping my blankets and napping in my bed. And there's my mom, Popo, reminding me, you did not hug me today. You didn't hug me enough yesterday. So as I wrap my arms around her and pull her closer, she rests the top of her head on my chin, and she takes a deep breath, and then she says, you are my mommy now. So it's never too late to have a happy childhood. My mom is loved, fussed over, and she finally has the mother she always wanted. But, oh, wait for the punchline. She finally has the mother she always wanted by making one herself.